Well, breaking news out just a moment ago that New York Governor Andrew Cuomo will be resigning effective in 14 days. Of course, pressure had been mounting after allegations of sexual harassment that were corroborated by an investigation from State Attorney General Letitia James overseeing a probe backing up nearly a dozen women had spoken out against in terms of the governor's actions. Pressure had also been mounting among some key Democrats as well. President Biden, alongside Senator Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, calling for Governor Cuomo to step down. And Akiko, some people might be surprised given how defiant Governor Cuomo had been in terms of saying that he wasn't going to resign up until today, again, just a few moments ago, announcing that that will take effect in about 14 days' time.
Yeah, Zach, this marks an incredible reversal of fortune. If you think back to where Governor Cuomo was at the height of the pandemic, he was sort of hailed as this, I don't think hero is the right word, but is the model of leadership, really, at a time when New York was going through so many different cases during COVID-19. At one point, he was being named as a potential candidate for a presidential run. And here we are talking about his resignation. Of course, we saw last week, really, things continue to stack up against the governor when we had the AG come out with that report that alleged multiple cases of sexual harassment at the governor's mansion. And then you had the executive assistant or his aide, his top aide, resign over the weekend. And then, of course, we're talking about these cases of sexual harassment, but he's also been facing allegations of underreporting of COVID deaths at nursing homes, the fact that he's alleged to have used state funds to promote his book as well. So there are a number of cases or issues that the governor has been facing. I would argue, Zach, that I think a lot of people are surprised this all transpired so quickly, but the governor today saying that he will officially be stepping down in 14 days.
Yeah, particularly, I think, troublesome, too, not alone to just what the accusations themselves were that were backed up in the investigation, but in that 165-page report, also digging into the way that Cuomo's administration may have tried to push to discredit and disparage women who did come forward with those allegations and tell their side of the story, also something that I think a lot of people took issue with beyond just kind of what happened itself, but added another layer in terms of why I think so many people came out to pressure him to resign. And again, that's what we're hearing here just a few moments ago from the governor himself, in 14 days to be effective there.